Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, we're going to be learning Simin Shin Nun Vav. So today's Amud is Resh Ches Amud Beis, page 416. But we're starting on Resh Ches Amud Aleph in the beginning of Simin Shin Nun Vav. So Simin Shin Nun Vav is titled Din Amas Hamayim Overes B'Chatzer. What if you have an Amas Hamayim, a body of water that goes through your Chatzer? So says the Shulchan Aruch, Amas Hamayim Overes B'Chatzer Amuka Yudu Rechava Dalid. If you have a 10 tefach deep and 4 tefach wide Amas Hamayim that goes right through your chatzer, you're not allowed to fill up from it, water from it on Shabbos into the chatzer. Unless you made a 10 tefach high mechitza on the spot where the inlet and the outlet, where the water comes into the chatzer and where it goes out of the chatzer, via tefach mimena meshuka b'mayim, and you need at least one tefach of that 10 tefach partition to be in the water itself. And if the entire partition, the entire mechitza, is actually under the water, then you need at least one tefach of the water sticking out above of the mechitza, rather sticking out above the water. So you need a 10 tefach wall underground where this water is running through, but at least one of those 10 tefachim needs to be in the water, and at least one of those 10 tefachim needs to be above the water. So whether it's 5 and 5, 7 and 3, 8 and 2, I don't care, but you need to have at least one above and one in the water. Let's say you build a mechitza, but instead of having a board that goes from the right side to the left side all the way across, you start building on the right, you start building on the left, it's supposed to meet in the middle, but you stop it before it meets in the middle. So there's a gap in between, right in the middle of this mechitza. So if it's less than a 3 tefach gap, shari, so it's good, it's perfectly good mechitza, damrin and lavud, because we apply lavud, that anything less than 3 tefachim is as if it is closed. Yesh b'neim gimel tefachim aser, but if they do not meet to within 3 tefachim of each other, then it is aser. Hagah, says Rama, v'man nekavim sha'am, and nichnas v'yotze b'hameinim rechavim gimel, afil mechitza in tzarech. Now, if the inlet and the outlet are less than 3 tefachim, meaning the spot where the water gets into the chatzer is less than 3 tefachim, or the spot where the water goes, and the spot where the water goes out of the chatzer is less than 3 tefachim, then you don't even need a mechitza because you already have a mechitza, because it's considered that it's totally closed in already anyway. So you only need a mechitza when where it's coming in is open, and when it's coming out, it's open. So let's see the Mishnah Brura. Ha'overes b'chatzer v'davka k'shi'overes da'inu sh'nechnes chatzer min tzad ha'echad v'yotzeis mi'sham min tzad ha'acher b'nekavim sh'yesh tachas ha'ksalim. This is only if it goes through the entire chatzer. It comes in on one side, goes out on the other side in the holes that are below the walls of the chatzer. But if you just have a swimming pool in your backyard, then ein sarach shum tikun. You don't need to do anything with that. That's perfectly fine. Even if it's 8 feet deep on the deep end, and it's way more than 4 tefachim wide, it's a swimming pool. Because as long as the entire thing is contained within your chatzer, so then it's just part of your chatzer. It's a rishos hayachid. A swimming pool is not the problem. The problem is when the water is coming in from outside and going outside your chatzer, it's streaming through your entire chatzer. Amuk asar ruchav adalid. The b'shir zeh nasu amayim rishus le'atzman. The reason why it's only problematic if it's 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide is because then it becomes its own rishus. V'shem karmelis aleihem kishar yamim unaharos, and it takes on the status of a karmelis like any body of water. Ulificha kishovrin derech chatzeru asul malas man b'shabbos, and that's why you're not allowed to take water from it into your chatzer on Shabbos, because it's taking from a karmelis into your rishus hayachid. But if it's less than 10 tefachim deep or less than 4 tefachim wide, mutal malas men belishum tikun debatul gabri rishus hayachid. Then even if it does stream through your entire chatzer, you're allowed to take water from there, because that water is just part of the rishus hayachid. Sivkat and Gimel, Elim Kain Asu. We said, so you have to make mechitzos at either end. Dikivan Shemavdil and Mishara Mayim, Shechutz Lechatzar, Mayim Shemtoch Chatzar Betelin Legabei, that since you're separating the water in the Chatzar from the water outside of the Chatzar, so whatever water is in the Chatzar becomes bottle to the Chatzar. Debialma lo Kaimelon, the Kalma Shemtocha Mechitzos, Rishosiachidu. Generally speaking, we assume whatever's inside the mechitzos of your Chatzar is part of your Rishosiachid. Varak Bezekashem Chubarnim, Mayim Shemibachutzam. It's only when they're connected to the water on the outside that they become problematic in their own separate rishus. But if you separate the water in your chatzar from the water outside your chatzar, so the water in your chatzar is part of your rishus hayachid. But when we said you have to make mechitzos, the natural mechitzos you have around your chatzar are not enough. You need to make special mechitzos just for the water that's going through. It has to be evident that these mechitzos are made for the sake of this water. The mechitzos need to be on the way in and on the way out of the chatzar. That in the place where the inlet and in the place of the outlet, but all underground, right? All inside where the and across the entire width of the samas hamayim. Meshuka b'mayim lachluk ben hamayim shebichutz shehim karmelis hamayim shebifnim. It needs to be sunken into the water a little bit, at least by a tefach. El lemalam ben hamayim kdei sheni keres ktsasa mechitza mafsikasan. And at least the tefach of it has to protrude above the water level so you could see it, so that it's a mechitza nikeres, that it's a recognizable mechitza. Eitzel asafa mikol tzad pirush shebitzada kniso bitzada yitzia asa mechitza lerochav ha'ama el shlo asa mechitza bitzada kniso kula b'chaticha achas el b'shtei chatichos debemza mechitza niach makom panui v'chein b'mechitza shel tzada yitzia. Meaning the case that the Shulchan Aruch is describing is that instead of using one big board that goes from all the way from the right to the left, all the way from one side of the Amas Hamayim to the other, you start building out from the right toward the center and from the left toward the center, and you stop somewhere short of the middle. That was the case Shulchan Aruch was talking about. That's where we said, where you stop, the walls are within three tvachim of each other, damrin and lavu, then it's as if it's closed, because we say lavu. In fact, you could have lavu all over the place. You could just have a bunch of poles that are all within three tefachim of each other, that also will accomplish a mechitza, because that's also lavud. Afilum. And then we said that Sivkantes was going on the Ramah, where he said that if the nekavim, the holes that are the inlet and the outlet are teeny tiny and they're less than three tvachim, then you don't even need a mechitza. The kol mashapachs mishlosha amrin lavud, because anything less than three tvachim we assume is lavud. V'nir b'debza afilu mitzad hasheni urachav shlosha afal b'kein in tzarech tikun kivim de mitzad echru k'sosim legamri ukin loshun yam ha'overis b'toch chatzam vor lekamei. And in such a case, even if on one side it's less than three tefachim of an inlet, let's say, and by the outlet it's wide open, even that would be mutter. Even if on either the inlet or the outlet is less than three tefachim, that would be good enough. Okay, now sif beis. Chatzar shenifritza, if a chatzar, the wall of a chatzar is knocked down, so it's a wide open, v'loshon yam over ala pirza, and now there's an overflow of water into that pirza, into the chatzar, through that pirza in the fence, imeinu b'miluo, if the pirza in the fence is not on a full side of the fence, vein b'pirza yosu miyud, and it's also less than 10 amos of a pirza, mutar l'malus v'menu l'hachnas l'bayis, you're allowed to take water that has come into the chatzar, that has encroached into the chatzar from that pirza, and take it into your house. Nifritza b'miluo sheish b'pirza yosu me'asara, but if one entire side of the chatzar's fence is gone, is down, or it's not an entire side, but it's more than 10 amos, if the place that was nifrats, that was opened, is has protrusions that are 10 tefachim tall, and the water covers it, you're allowed to fill up water from there in the chatzer, but you're not allowed to then bring it into your house, unless you have a mechitza that's 10 tefachim high. Lo nishar gidudim, asra afil lemalus b'chatzer. And if you don't even have these gidudim, then you're not even allowed to fill in into the chatzer. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yod. Mutar lemalus mimena, afal pishi amuka yod v'ruchav adalid, v'ein adom lemalus hamayim v'vor b'sif alif. The point over here is that you have one pirza in your chatzer, so you don't have an amas hamayim that's going through the chatzer. It's encroaching into the chatzer on one side where you have a pirza. So we're saying over here it's going to be, even if it's 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, it's still going to be mutter. Why isn't it like the Amas Hamayim we learned about in Sif Aleph? The Bekan, given Shenichlas Loshon Hayam B'chatzar, Veinu Yotzi Mimena L'tzad Acher, because it doesn't go all the way through. It just comes in and stays here. Hu Kibor Shebechatzar. It's like a bar in your chatzar. Mechitzos HaChatzar Matiros Osa. So the mechitzos of the chatzar will be matter. It's given Shalom Nifrat Yosem Me'aser, Hu Bechal Pesach Tavikil Mechitzos Kayamin. When you have a breach in your fence around your chatzar, it's less than 10 amos, we view that as a door. It's just a door into the chatzar. But your fences are fine. And therefore, the water that's here is totally enclosed in your chatzar. As opposed to in Sif Aleph, we were talking about a stream of water that comes in to your chatzar on one side and out of your chatzar on the other side, and it's all going underground, under the walls of the chatzar. So, chalekas rishul siyatzmav, havi karmelis. That has is its own rishus and has a din of a karmelis. Sif katan yiral, bimilua, hainu kolakos lechatzar shalitzadamayim. Nifritza bimilua means the entire wall has come down. Gidudin gavon asar, the bezer nechshav kilu amechitzos sadayin kayamos. If you have these 10 tafachai gidudin, the mechitzos are considered to still be in existence. Mimenu b'chatzar, depam shamayim shokim amechitza nikeras, v'lchein af k'shena mayim shokim, hitiru chachamim. Sometimes the water will subside a little bit, and you'll be able to see the mechitza when you have the gidudin. So even though the water has not subsided, the chacham were matir. Hashem kin b'bayis shu rachuk min hamechitza, li'ol min hamechitza niros afil k'shamayim shokim. As opposed to bringing the water not only into the chatzar, but from the water in, from the puddle into your house, so that is going to be problematic because from the house you certainly cannot see the mechitza. Gavoa asaru chavish al mechitza in tzarich al pnei kol apirtz of rak sheyisto meshetach actually shor ele esra amos paritz du shir pesach. When we say that it was wide open, and then you have these gidudim and they're helpful, that's only that the gidudim do not have to fill in the entire gap. They only have to fill in enough of the gap that what you're left with is a gap of less than 10 amos. Because anytime you have a gap of less than 10 amos, that's just a Pesach, and that's okay. And that's considered as if you have a full fence on that side. That means you don't have these pegs that are 10 tefachim high. Asra filu lemalus. Then you're not even allowed to be lemalus even into the chatzar. You're not allowed to even take the water into the chatzar. V'adin l'taltel b'chatzar. And you're likewise not even allowed to carry anything in the chatzar. Kivin shu paritz yosem yasur l'makom ha'asur. Because it's open by more than 10 amos into an area that's asur to it. B'med dvar mamurim k'shein l'shon ayam amuk yod. That's only when it's not 10 tefachim deep. Avol melashon amuk yod shamayim shatfo karkos ha'chatzar v'nasa guma amuk yod tefachim do. But if the water itself is 10 tefachim underground, that means you do have a 10 tefach mechitza on that side, because the incline or decline into the ground is a mechitza in between the water and the chatzer, and then then you'd be allowed to carry in the chatzer, because the chatzer actually is surrounded by walls. You just wouldn't be allowed to take from the water into the chatzer, kivin shein mechitza al gaba, because there's no mechitza on it between the chatzar and the water that's outside of the chatzar. So to review what we learned tonight, we said that a 10 tefach deep, 4 tefach wide stream that runs through a chatzar has a din of a karmelis, so you're not allowed to fill up water from it to the chatzar. However, if A, it's totally contained within the chatzar, like a swimming pool, or B, it's less than those dimensions, less than 10 tefachim deep or 4 tefachim wide, so it's just part of the Rishus Yachid, or C, it has 10 tefach barriers on both ends, with at least 1 tefach in the water and 1 tefach above the water, or D, the inlet and the outlet are less than 3 tefachim wide, then it's going to be mutter. If you have any of those conditions, it's going to be mutter. Then we said, if water overflows the chatzar in a way that some of the wall remains, and the breach is less than 10 amos, you can draw water to bring it into your house. But if the breach is either on a full wall or exceeds 10 amos with gidudim, you can fill water into the chatzar, but not into the house. And without gidudim, you can't even fill water into the chatzar or even carry in the chatzar at all. We also pointed out that in the case of the Amos HaMayim, if the inlet or outlet were less than, did I mention that? Oh yeah, I mentioned that already. Okay, so that is Simon Shinun Vav. So on Sunday, I don't know what's going to be on Sunday. I'm traveling. I'm going there to Sol Motzei Shabbos. So probably tomorrow I'll try to get on a Zoom and do Reish Tessa Med Aleph. And then from Eretz Yisrael, we'll do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and the following Sunday. But, yeah, okay.